is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Day two of jury deliberations in the Donald Trump criminal trial. CBS's Matt Piper says jurors are getting a second listen to some key case elements.
As jurors walked in, Trump's eyes followed them, but no member appeared to meet his gaze. Jurors are taking notes as they've asked that about 30 pages of jury instructions are read back to them. They asked about a portion on making inferences from proven facts. They also asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses in the case, David Pecker and Michael Cohen, about key interactions both men said they had with Trump in 2015 and 16. Trump did speak in the hallway saying he'll comment later today and that it looks like we'll, quote, be here a long time.
The U.S. Supreme Court this morning cleared the way for the National Rifle Association's free speech lawsuit against a former New York official. The NRA alleges banks and insurers were coerced to not do business with the gun rights group after the Parkland, Florida school massacre. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is classic First Amendment. The government can limit speech, but it can't pick winners and losers. It can't say, I like you, I don't like you, or I like your speech, I don't like your speech.
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula has more on legal action targeting a Catholic archdiocese.
More than 450 people have sued the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore over sexual abuse claims ahead of a deadline of tomorrow to do so. Maryland's child victims law that went into effect in October of 2022 eliminated the statute of limitations. The archdiocese filed for bankruptcy protection just before that law.
The FBI has offered to help Australian authorities look into hackers who claim to have poached the information of hundreds of thousands of Ticketmaster customers all over the world. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It sometimes feels as though these types of hacks are inevitable, but the reality is that part of what makes them possible is the concentration of power. If there were more ticketing companies and thus more databases, it would be harder for hackers to get their hands on so many people's information.
The U.S.-built pier in Gaza is still out of commission while ships stand by to deliver more aid. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A Cyprus official says the maritime corridor is still functioning, but aid is being stored on vessels off Gaza until this U.S. pier can be repaired. It was damaged in heavy seas and broke apart. It could be back in business by the middle of next week.
Federal regulators have given Amazon the okay to expand its drone delivery program. Wall Street, the Dow is down 386. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two men suffered critical but not life-threatening injuries after being pinned under a forklift at the Case plant in Mount Pleasant yesterday. They had to be flown to Milwaukee. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has added former Revenue Secretary Peter Barca to its Red to Blue program. That suggests that they're investing in his first congressional district race against Representative Brian Stile. A 17-year-old girl named Kaylee O'Connor has been missing in Kenosha since May 19th. Authorities are still searching for her and seeking public assistance. The Racine Harbor Market kicks off its third season today in Monument Square. It features fresh food, live music, and a beer garden. Gas prices have gone down after a Memorial Day spike. The average in Racine County today is at $3.68 a gallon. That's about a dime higher than in Waukesha County today. It's about the same in Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the Players Union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
We do look forward to that time off because in reality, we don't get a lot of time off. But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, too, I think you got to keep the main thing the main thing. And, you know, football is the main thing.
baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelly came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. Just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Abundant sunshine today with calm winds. As highs climb to the mid-60s, we will stay clear tonight and fall to the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, we start off sunny with clouds building in throughout the day. High temperatures will soar to the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
News, timeless hits, and this band still tours Classics 4.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went just when you needed me so.
And local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. This is Robert Knight and Everlasting Love. You don't think I'll get in trouble if I say Carl Carton is still my favorite singer who did that song? I hope not. Hey, later this hour, 11:35 pregame for the Cubs at the Brewers today. Thank you.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I won't go breaking your heart. Elton John and Kiki D. And today's our WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% saving on Mac's Macaroni and Cheese Shop in Oak Creek or Brookfield. I love this deal so much, I just bought one for myself.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Mac's Macaroni and Cheese Shop in Oak Creek and Brookfield. As all Wisconsinites know, everything is better cheesy. Using their delicious house recipe, Mac's combines favorite comfort flavors into a skillet of perfection, each one cradled within the curves of traditional mac and cheese. Fast casual, fast fresh, fast comfort, and all Wisconsin. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
This Sunday morning, join Faith Community Church in celebrating 40 years of faith, fellowship, and service to the Racine community. Enjoy a special anniversary service at 10:30, followed by a delicious complimentary lunch of walking tacos and sweet treats. FCC has been focused on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ while building a strong, passionate community of believers for every age. Celebrate Faith Community Church's continued mission of delivering the good news this Sunday morning at 10:30 on Newman Road, just south of Spring Street.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a fool, had a about a thing she saw.
local news and timeless hits, and Don Rosen. All this week, including tomorrow from 6 to 9, he's giving away tickets for you to see comedian Johnny Wiener. Check out the show tomorrow at 5.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
touch my 409.
You spoke and we listened. Local news. Timeless hits back on WRJN, the Beach Boys 409. There's a really cool picture that was taken last week. All the surviving Beach Boys together, including Brian Wilson, all celebrating their brand new documentary that is now airing on Disney+. Plus, I got the Brewers coming up. The next couple of minutes, the Chicago Cubs at the Brewers, last day of the series, 11:35, so just minutes away, and you'll hear it live on WRJN.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Supporters of Act 10 say all kinds of Wisconsin public workers could go on strike if a Madison judge restores their union rights. On the other hand, Governor Evers says he doesn't think so.
People have the right to organize and to collectively bargain. It encourages conversation. It doesn't encourage people walking off the job.
Meanwhile, it appears Judge Jacob Frost may have signed a Scott Walker recall petition during the Act 10 debate. He's not commenting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Two men suffered critical injuries after being pinned under a forklift at the Case plant in Mount Pleasant yesterday. The injuries weren't life-threatening. The South Shore Fire Department and the Mount Pleasant Police Department responded to the scene where they found the workers trapped under the forks of a forklift. The two men were flown to Milwaukee for treatment. Diesel was leaking after a Racine County crash yesterday. Kansasville Fire and Rescue says at around 3:30 there was a two-vehicle accident involving a dump truck and a pickup truck at highways J and A. Emergency crews got to the scene and found no injuries, but they did find diesel fuel leaking all over the road. Racine County deputies controlled traffic while the damaged vehicles were removed and the scene was cleaned. The sheriff's office is investigating the cause of the crash. The market in Racine makes a return today. Kenosha's Harbor Market got going a few weeks back, and officials with that organization are behind the effort to bring fresh food and fun to Monument Square in Racine. The 2024 Racine Harbor Market kicks off its third season today at 4. Like last year, it'll feature fresh food, baked goods, handmade items, live music, and a beer garden. Organized by the Downtown Racine Corporation, City of Racine, and Kenosha Common Markets, Inc., the market will run bi-weekly through August 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the season to save at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass Latitude for $296 a month for 36 months. Or save $10,490 off MSRP on a new 24 Ram 2500 Crew Cab at Martin's Garage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, dock fee, and first payment to qualified buyers with approved credit through Stellantis Financial. $3,500 due at signing for Jeep Compass. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/24.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic.
Swing by Studebakers' Field of Food. Around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day, and the mascot, which in 1889 was a
real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.